Lake Effect continues on Milwaukee Public Radio now. I'm Bonnie North.
And I'm Mitch Tyke. As you get older, you might notice your, my flexibility decreasing and injuries increasing. Long gone are the days of effortlessly swinging on the jungle gym, at least without warming up for an hour. But one fitness clinic in Brookfield is working to teach, train, and heal what they say are the natural, primal movements that our bodies crave.
In addition to getting bodies back to their natural movement, Momentum Movement Clinic provides alternatives to challenges and expenses of traditional health care, using techniques from functional fitness training and massage to physical therapy.
Owner and structural integrationist Lisa McNeil created the multi-provider clinic after working in separate physical disciplines for years. She and Dr. Daniel Schumann met with Audrey Nowakowski to explain primal movement, preventive care, and how Momentum is unique compared with other gyms.
What makes us different, I think, when we try to highlight this as much as we can, is that we are all working together. Personal trainer, body worker, and physical therapist speaking with each other all the time, trying to get people better.
And our focus is more on function and not injury. So it's a high collaboration between clinical and the physical fitness aspect of it.
One of the main goals of this clinic is to teach, train, and heal the natural primal movements. So could you expand upon what these primal movements are that our bodies crave, and how do you think today's lifestyles have hindered that kind of movement?
Well, I think that there's a lot of things that we've stopped doing that we were doing in childhood, crawling, climbing, being in nature, and those are kind of the things that we have available at our clinic that aren't always there at other gyms.
We kind of want to reconnect people with their childhood and what they were doing as a child. If you watch a child move, it is the purest form of movement. And we want to try to get people back to that because that is really the basis of where we all began.
So among the things you offer here is different types of stretching, and stretching that people normally don't think about. Sometimes people just generally do straight back and forth or side to side stretching. But explain to me the 3D stretching and how you need to wake up the muscles in this way.
There's many ways to explain it, but the way I'll choose to explain it now is that, as you said, a lot of people focus on just a straight toe touch, where that's just a forward-back movement in one plane. And what we look to do are to add rotations to the movement or to add side-to-side movements and incorporate that into one fluid movement, where you go into space and you use the full length of the muscle to contract back to bring you out of that space. So you're not only stretching at the same time, you're also bringing the muscle to a complete full length, whereas it can't stretch anymore. So in order to protect itself, it's going to contract. So you're getting a stronger contraction by bringing the muscle to full length. And as you may notice after doing our session today, you may be a little sore for a couple of days, feel like you actually did a strengthening workout, but all you did was really stretch and bring to full length.
Yeah, we were just working on hamstring stretches, and I can say I was generally working up a sweat and working very hard, comparable to, you know, running after 20 minutes. And I was surprised at how effective it was and how many muscles you have that you don't realize need to be worked up. So, Lisa, why don't you explain your facial stretching?
With fascial stretch therapy, what we're doing is, in a passive way, we're pretty much recreating what you did with Dr. Dan. We're taking the body into all sorts of different planes and asking it to give us a little bit more. And when we do that, we're getting deeper into the muscle fibers and in between those, in deeper into the actual muscle groups. And then what we're also doing is we're retraining the muscle how it's supposed to be moving. So it's a whole re-education process. And the first few times people do it, their body's going through like, what in the heck am I doing? And it's searching for a lot of that information.
So how do you think we have become deconditioned in a way to go away from how we moved as a kid or being as free or flexible as our bodies are supposed to be?
Well, I think it, to some extent, starts at school, where we learn to sit for the majority of the day, sit quietly and sit still. And for most of us, that kind of carries us all the way into adulthood with a lot of our work.
Even academically for a child, children aren't allowed to explore their natural environment as much. And so they, at a very young age, learn that that's not really acceptable, and we want to bring that back. And even when we work with our children, we bring that back to them, showing them that this is the way to explore your body and explore the environment around you.
What types of pain and restriction do you find most people have when they don't focus on movement-centered exercise or practice more traditional exercise such as, you know, stationary running or biking or using gym equipment forever, like, you know, being held in one place and not moving with the emphasis that you guys have in this clinic?
I don't really know if there's any one specific common pattern. Everybody kind of seems to have their own individual vulnerabilities, but definitely things like ankle mobility and hip mobility are some of the big ones.
Well, and I think too, toes. People underestimate and don't give toes enough credit. And we see a lot of toes that don't have their full range of motion, which in turn affects their hip mobility and their flexion, so an extension.
And for you, Lisa, how did this clinic come to fruition, and what needs do you think needed to be addressed and met through a multi-provider clinic such as this one?
The clinic came from my desire to be able to offer services to my clients that I trusted and I knew the clinicians. So prior to the clinic expansion and rebranding, I was always referring out and always seeking those physical therapists, personal trainers, other body workers that could complement what I'm doing and had the same ideology and ideas of movement. When I finished school, I thought, why not try to put it all under one house and recruit my own people? And this is what happened.
And what did you keep in mind when designing the space? This place we're in right now, it's about 5,000 square feet facility, and it's also built with sustainable products. So what did you keep in mind? Because this is starting fresh for you. This is bringing your idea and coming together. So what did you have in mind when, you know, designing even the equipment or the flow of the building and the color schemes and things like that to make it comfortable for people?
I guess the design, what I was really thinking is about getting people reconnected with who they are and nature. When you walk into the clinic, it's very inviting. You have your woods and you have your live plants and we have our cork flooring, all to help us get back into feeling what it feels like to be in nature. Some of our classes will be outside, again, to help with that connection. But I didn't want us to be focused on fitness. I wanted us to be focused on movement. And that's why we have the way the clinic is set up now.
And what kind of programs and workshops do you specialize in to bring people to better mobility?
We actually have a whole range of different programs. We have autism fitness and movement therapy. We have Tai Chi and Qigong to help with the ligaments and the tendons for imbalance for some of our clients. We do massage workshops to help enrich the lives. We really have a wide variety of things.
You mentioned earlier that you're combining fitness and clinical aspects to benefit members and to focus on movement. So in your experience in opening this clinic recently, what kind of benefits have you seen for your members and what kind of success stories have you seen?
The benefits we are seeing are when somebody comes for the personal training, they're getting the insight and the experience of the physical therapist and an expert body worker, so that when they're working with their personal trainer, they're not creating an environment for more injury, and we're actually trying to make their body stronger in the areas that it needs to be strengthened.
Traditionally, in a physical therapy clinic, you don't always have somebody to hand off when somebody's out of pain and then now they're focusing on making strength gains. And a lot of times insurance companies don't really want to pay for that end of the spectrum. So it's oftentimes difficult to find people that I trust to hand patients off to or hand clients off to.
So in this environment, you're also working on building relationships with their clients so that they stay here and perhaps don't need future physical therapy or insurance needs and can avoid injuries that would lead them to hopping around to different doctors and places.
That's actually our goal. Our goal is to empower our clients and to give them the tools that they don't need to always be seeking services, not even ours. We really don't want them here any longer than they have to be here. We want them here because they want to be here. And that's what we see is they come in, they get better, and they stay because they like the environment and they like what we're doing and they like how they're feeling.
Well, Lisa McNeil and Dan Schumann, thank you for appearing on Lake Effect and giving us some of your time today.
Thank you for having us.
Lisa McNeil and Dr. Dan Schumann are part of the first multi-provider Momentum Movement Clinic in Brookfield, Wisconsin. They spoke with Audrey Nowakowski. You can see pictures of the beast and exercises Audrey attempted to do with Dr. Dan Schumann at wuwm.com.